from KQED.
Some Silicon Valley companies are seriously rethinking their travel policies for employees. The Trump administration is asking some travelers, including American citizens entering the U.S., to turn over their cell phones, laptops, email, and even social media passwords. This went on during the Obama administration, too, but there is some evidence that these searches are now accelerating. Quina Kim is senior editor of our Silicon Valley desk, and Liz Gaines is with 60DB, a personalized radio app. They went to find out how this is hitting local tech companies.
Liz, you're going to start us off at eShares today. They keep track of financial information for startups that haven't gone public. So we're talking about like employee stock options, stuff like that?
Yeah, exactly. eShares is a startup too. It's based in Palo Alto, just down the street from my office, actually.
Do you have a safe?
Yeah.
Can I see the safe?
Yeah.
Cool.
Why did you want to see their safe?
I'm not robbing anybody. This is the safe where eShare employees are now required by the company to stop by and put their stuff in before they travel out of the country on business. They just started doing this in the last 6 months. Eric Herkman, the CTO, told me that the last conversation he wants to have with a client is, hey, when our employee flew back from visiting your office, they got their phone taken by border control and somebody might have seen your top secret information.
Sort of a business killer.
Yeah. So here's what Herkman has his employees doing.
We don't send our actual laptops. We send loaner laptops that have no information on them. We encourage people to take a loaner cell phone or actually buy a cell phone in the country that they're traveling to. It's just a lot safer.
This is actually something that companies have been doing for years when they send people abroad to China. But now they're doing it when employees come home to the United States.
So is eShares being paranoid? Like, I'm wondering how often does it happen that Border Control actually stops tech workers and asks for all this?
Yeah, we don't know exactly, but I spoke to a First Amendment lawyer who's trying to find out.
We definitely see indications that they are skyrocketing.
That's Alex Abdo. He's a lawyer with the Knight First Amendment Institute. He filed a Freedom of Information Act request to find out exactly how many stops like these have been made and the demographics of who was stopped. And last week, after the Trump administration didn't respond, he filed a lawsuit.
But we do have those numbers from NBC, right? They got them from the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah. In February alone of this year, 5,000 devices were searched, which was more than all of 2015. Here's Abdo again.
What troubles us most is that the government claims the authority to search the devices of anyone crossing the border without any suspicion of wrongdoing. That last part is the critical part. They think they can search people's devices for any reason or no reason at all. And that kind of discretion historically gets abused.
The Wall Street Journal had an article out this week, and they're reporting that the Trump administration is considering making this an official part of their extreme vetting procedures. So what's being proposed is that every foreign traveler coming into the U.S. will have to give over their email, stuff like that.
Yeah, potentially. I don't want to minimize how hard it is to travel when your immigration status is in question, but these searches are now happening to lots of people, including citizens. And that affects the tech industry because we have a lot of companies here that do business in person around the world and send their employees off traveling with proprietary information. So they are at risk.
Ron Wyden, he's a Democrat and a senator from Oregon, and he's proposed a bill on Tuesday that actually got bipartisan support, and it pushes back on the Trump administration's plans to ask for this information.
Yeah, Wyden is calling what's happening now at the border a, quote, legal Bermuda Triangle for privacy.
Bermuda Triangle, that's where the planes would disappear?
Yeah. He calls it an unknown zone where we don't even know what rules apply. We don't know what Border Control can ask for, what they might do with your device. So Wyden's bill would require Border Control to get a warrant if they want to search your devices. And the bill, though, would only apply to U.S. citizens. So if you happen to be an H-1B visa holder, like many people are in the tech industry who are worried about this stuff, you're sort of out of luck.
That's Liz Gaines with 60DB speaking to Quina Kim, editor of our Silicon Valley desk.